91X News.
It's 23 degrees and mostly cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Sam Normand. Belleville will be undergoing some serious renovations in the near future, as Mayor Neil Ellis explains.
Lots of projects going right now, lots of roads going. Right now the multiplex is just finishing. We open the second ice pad tomorrow. That will be open, and the pool will come at the end of the month. So lots of things are happening in the city.
The commissioner overseeing the public hearings into the Robert Pickton investigation says a key question he wants answered is whether society's most vulnerable women are being treated the same as other citizens. Wally Opal opened his inquiry in Vancouver today, saying it's an uncomfortable question because it challenges society's fundamental values.
Few rights are more fundamental than the basic right to be safe from violence and murder. And yet, in British Columbia, across the country, and around the world, women continue to go missing and be murdered in high numbers.
The commission will try to find out why police failed to identify and stop Robert Pickton as he murdered impoverished sex workers from Vancouver's downtown east side. Don Cherry's rant about fighting in hockey could land him in legal hot water. Former NHL players Stu Grimson, Chris Nyland, and Jim Thompson are considering legal action, calling Cherry's comments damaging and inflammatory, and his attempts to qualify them entirely ineffectual. Cherry singled out the trio as pukes, hypocrites, and turncoats for speaking out against fighting in the sport during Coach's Corner last Thursday. Cherry later expressed some remorse over using the word pukes, but the former players say it's not good enough. NDP leader Andrea Horwath is asking for a meeting with the two other party leaders to talk about how to deal with the province's problems. She says the election results show people want all the representatives to work together. Her request comes as members of the legislature must decide who should be named speaker. The Liberals are one seat shy of a majority, but they would lose a seat if Grip becomes speaker. That increases the odds that they will court an opposition member for the role. Prosecutors have delivered opening statements in the trial of the man accused of trying to blow up a plane over Detroit with an underwear bomb on Christmas Day. 2009, reporter Ed Donahue says defense lawyers for Umar Farouk Abdulmutab have observed an opening statement until later.
After the prosecution delivered opening remarks, the lawyer working alongside Abdulmutallab told the judge he is waiving his opening statements until later in the trial. Anthony Chambers' decision was somewhat of a surprise. Just last week, he had persuaded Abdulmutallab not to give his own statement. Abdulmutallab technically is acting as his own lawyer.
The head of the Missing Women Inquiry in BC says it's a tremendous opportunity to show the rest of the country and the world that women's safety is paramount in a just society. Wally Opal says part of his job will be to examine if society's most vulnerable women are treated equally by all police and the law, and whether it's acceptable to allow these women to disappear. The hearing will examine why police failed to stop serial killer Robert Pickton. Two brothers on trial in the United States deny charges they smuggled young workers from their native Ukraine into the U.S. and enslaved them. A jury heard closing arguments Tuesday in the racketeering case against Omalyan and Stepan Botsnuvik. Prosecutors say the brothers lured poor villagers to the U.S. and forced them to work long hours cleaning stores and offices for little or no pay. They say workers were made to work off the cost of their journey and were beaten or raped if they complained. Defense lawyers for the brothers say the witnesses were desperate to come to the U.S. and are desperate to stay there. They say the witnesses will say anything to get a T visa set aside for trafficking victims. Full-time students are hitting the polls again this week. Tim Baer explains.
After a record low voter turnout in the Ontario election, Loyalist College student government has low expectations for their election this week. Office manager Nancy Simpson says they're offering a little incentive for students to vote online.
Usually the voter turnout's around 8%. So what we try to do is offer some good prizes. Like this time around, we're doing a win up to $500.
Full-time students can vote for all three positions up for re-election. Those positions are the biosciences and business leader, justice studies leader, and first-year leader. You have until Thursday at 4 p.m. to cast your ballot at loyaliststudents.com. Tim Baer, 91X News.
Air Canada appears headed for its second strike this year after flight attendants on the weekend rejected for the second time a tentative agreement negotiated by their executive. George Smith, a former Air Canada director of employee relations, says the workers are taking a chance that they can win an arbitration without losing any or much time off work. RCMP investigating a damage to a Northwest Alberta facility oil and oily water spill. RCMP are investigating after someone damaged an oil facility in northwestern Alberta, causing 30,000 liters of oil and oily water to spill. Police say someone used special tools to open two valves and remove a plug from a pipe at the Canadian National Resource Operation near the BC boundary. Sergeant Bruce Bracken says the spill in the remote area has been contained by a berm that surrounds a facility. Bracken says police don't have any suspects and there is no evidence to link the damage to six unsolved natural gas pipeline bombings in nearby BC. Those bombings on the Toms Lake, B.C. area between 2008 and last year targeted facilities owned by Calgary base Encana. An anonymous person claimed responsibility for the bombings, condemning oil and natural gas development and warning companies to leave the area. That's 91X News to 506. Sean Macy has sports.
Fact. The British Columbia Medical Journal published information that states, public transportation continues to be one of the safest modes of travel in Canada. Fact. Riding a transit bus is 91 times safer than car travel. Fact. Public transportation generates 95% less carbon monoxide than private vehicles. Fact. One city bus can take 40 vehicles off the road, save 70,000 liters of fuel, and keep 168 tons of pollutants out of the atmosphere each year. So go ahead with Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. Injuries may be the toughest opponent the Montreal Canadiens have faced so far this season. Just two games into the year, and the Habs are missing some of their quality players. In a 5-1 victory over Winnipeg on Sunday, Montreal lost defenseman Yaroslav Spacek and forward Michael Camilleri to injury. The Canadiens were already without defenseman Chris Campoli and Andre Markov, along with forward Ryan White. There's a light schedule in the NHL tonight. Minnesota is in Ottawa to take on the Sens in their home opener. This marks the second time Danny Heatley has made a trip to the nation's capital since requesting a trade 2 years ago. Ottawa looks to prove upon their 0-2 record in which they've allowed 11 goals. The Pittsburgh Penguins play host to the Florida Panthers. Once again, the Pens are without star center Sidney Crosby. Crosby has been out since January 6th with a concussion. The Napanee Raiders host the Amherstview Jets tonight. Coming off a loss to Picton, the Raiders look to feed off the Jets, who have the worst record in the league. Game 3 of the ALCS between the Rangers and Tigers goes tonight in Detroit. Texas has a 2-0 series lead. Tigers starter Doug Fister says he knows how good the Rangers lineup is.
You can't let off your game. You can't back down at all. So the lineup 1 through 9 is always a quality lineup, and so you just have to be on your toes and be ready for anything.
The Denver Broncos have started looking towards the future. Former first-round pick Tim Tebow will start Denver's next game against Miami after their bye week. The sophomore quarterback takes over the starting job from Kyle Orton. Orton is the odd man out in Denver after struggling to start the year. The NFL has set the date for the first outdoor Super Bowl in a cold-weather city. On February 2, 2014, the New Jersey Meadowlands will play host to the big game. The league chose an earlier date that would not conflict with the 2014 Olympics in Sochi, Russia. Dallas Mavericks fans will have to wait for their team to begin its defense of the 2011 NBA championship title. Jim Ryan has the details.
The Dallas Mavericks waited nearly three decades for their shot at glory, defeating the Miami Heat to win the trophy this past season. Maintaining momentum won't be easy now that NBA Commissioner David Stern has announced.
The first 2 weeks of the season have been canceled.
But while some players find other work, Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavericks, for example, potentially playing in Europe, ushers, vendors, and wait staff, even cab drivers will have to ride out the labor trouble at the NBA and hope it's over soon. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Former Toronto FC striker Dwayne DeRosario will captain the Canadian squad against Puerto Rico in the World Cup qualifying tonight. Canada is coming off a 7-0 win over St. Lucia last week. Regular captain Kevin McKenna is out with an injury. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x
Weather. 91x
Weather.
Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy this evening, low of 13. Wednesday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 18. Wednesday night, cloudy, 40% chance of showers early in the evening, showers beginning in the evening, low of 12. Thursday, showers, high of 17. Friday, showers, low 15 and a high of 18. Saturday, showers, windy, low 10 and a high of 14. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, low 9 with a high of 16. And Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, low 10 with a high of 17. Right now, it's 23 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Sam Normand with Sean Macy for 91X News.